Time Twist by Sue Graves. Chapter 1. Homework. Robert and Lucy were very excited. Grandad was going to pick them up from school that afternoon. They were going to stay with him for 10 days. Robert and Lucy were cousins. They were both the same age and they were good friends. They were even in the same class at school. Both Robert and Lucy's parents were going on holiday, but the children couldn't go with them because it was still term time. But they didn't mind at all. They were looking forward to seeing Grandad. They would have just as much fun at Grandad's house as they would on holiday. Grandad was an inventor, and his latest invention was time travel phones. To make the phones work, you had to do 3 things. First, you had to put in the time you wanted to visit. Then you had to put in the place you wanted to visit. Last of all, you had to put in a special password. Then the time travel phones took you back in time. Robert and Lucy had already used them twice. First of all, they visited London during the Great Fire of 1666. They saw flames coming out of the upstairs window of the baker's house in Pudding Lane, where the Great Fire started. They watched as the fire took hold and set fire to the nearby houses. They saw the people trying to fight the fire, but it was too fierce. Then they visited ancient Rome in AD 130. They saw a bronze bust of Julius Caesar, which was then stolen. While they looked for the stolen bust, they visited a Roman bath and got trapped on a Roman ship. Both visits had been exciting adventures, so Robert and Lucy were looking forward to using the phones again. Grandad arrived at Robert and Lucy's school just as lessons finished for the day. As soon as they saw Grandad, Robert and Lucy ran across the playground to him.
"Hello, you two," he called. "Have you had a good day?"
"It's been brilliant," replied Robert. "We've been studying life in Britain 160 years ago during the reign of Queen Victoria. She reigned for a very long time. People who lived during that time were called the Victorians," explained Robert.
"Yes," interrupted Lucy. "And Miss Lucas let us dress up like Victorian children and..."
"We had to write on slates with chalk and..." interrupted Robert.
"One at a time, please," laughed Grandad.
He held up his hand to silence them.
"You're both speaking at once. It's hard to understand you."
"Sorry, Grandad," grinned Robert, "but it's so exciting."
"Do you know, Grandad," said Lucy, "our school is going on a trip to a museum to learn more about the Victorians.
Miss Lucas wants us to write an essay about life at that time for homework," explained Robert. "It's going to be really difficult."
When they got back to Grandad's house, he took the children into his study. He opened a cupboard near the fireplace. Inside were lots of shelves. On each shelf, there were rows and rows of old coins. It was Grandad's coin collection. He picked up 2 round copper coins.
"Come and look at these," he said.
The children looked at the coins.
"These are pennies," explained Grandad.
"This coin is dated 1840, said Robert,
as he turned one over to look at the back.
"Look," said Lucy. "They both have a picture of Queen Victoria's head on them."
"These are Victorian pennies," explained Grandad.
"I wish we had a coin collection like yours," sighed Robert. "I would love to collect lots of different coins. They are like little pieces of history."
"That's exactly what they are," agreed Grandad. "And to help you start your collection, I'll give you these 2 coins.
Grandad wrapped each coin in tissue paper and handed them to Robert.
"Thank you very much, Grandad," said Robert.
He put them in his pocket to keep them safe. Lucy sat down in one of the chairs by the fire.
"Grandad, do you know what school was like in Victorian times?" she asked.
"Well," replied Grandad, It was a long time before I was born, but I do know that there were schools back then. They were different from schools today. Some were factory schools.
What were factory schools?
Asked Robert. I don't know very much about them, answered Grandad. But from what I can remember from my history lessons at school, many Victorian children had to work. Some children worked in factories, and the factories had schools in them. First, the children would go to work in the factory. Then, when they had finished work for the day, the children would go to the factory school to learn their lessons.
Imagine having to do a whole day's work in a factory, then going to school, said Lucy. The children must have been very tired.
Yes, agreed Grandad. They had a very hard life.
Where were all these schools? Asked Robert.
I remember reading that there were several factory schools near Manchester in northern England, replied Grandad.
Oh, it seems awful that children had to work at all, sighed Lucy. Life is so different today. I wonder what it was like going to factory school.
I wonder what time they got up in the morning and what time they started work, said Robert.
And what time did they start school after work? Asked Lucy. Did they ever see their parents, or were they always working in the factory?
I have so many questions. I wish we could find out more about those days, said Robert.
You could get some books out of the library, said Grandad. I have some books here that you could look at too. I'll look for them later.
Thanks, Grandad, said Lucy.
Robert walked over to Grandad's desk. He noticed the time travel phones lying on the top. They gave him a good idea.
May Lucy and I borrow the time travel phones? He asked. We could tap in the year 1840 and Manchester. Then we could find out about factories and factory schools for our homework.
Lucy jumped up from her chair in excitement.
That would be wonderful! She cried. Oh, please say yes, Grandad.
Grandad looked worried.
I don't think that would be a very good idea, he said. It might be very dangerous.
We'll be very careful, replied Lucy. We promise.
Grandad hesitated.
Well, he began.
Just then the study door flew open. It was Mrs. Green, the maid. She looked worried.
Oh, please come quickly, she said to Grandad. I was baking cakes when I discovered the oven had stopped working. Please, will you come and fix it for me?
Grandad followed Mrs. Green out of the study and closed the door behind them. Robert and Lucy heard them walk down the hall to the kitchen. They looked at each other.
I hope Grandad lets us use the time travel phones, said Lucy.
Perhaps he was going to let us use them, said Robert, and Mrs. Green interrupted him before he had a chance to tell us.
He picked up the time travel phones and handed one to Lucy. He turned his phone over and over in his hands. He looked very thoughtful.
What are you thinking? Asked Lucy.
I wonder what it was like in Victorian times, he muttered. I wonder what it was like in a Victorian factory school in Manchester.
She could see Robert was planning something.
I wonder what would happen if we tapped in the year 1840, said Lucy.
And Manchester, added Robert.
I wonder if the phones will work, finished Lucy.
Robert looked at the phones, then he looked at Lucy.
Shall we test them and see? He asked.
Lucy nodded.
Yes, let's see if they will work, she said.
Are you ready?
Asked Robert.
Ready,
replied Lucy. The two children tapped in the numbers 1840. Then they tapped in the word Manchester. Next, they tapped in the special password, adventure. Finally, they pressed the green buttons. Everything went dark and there was a sound like the rushing of wind. They felt themselves going back through time at an alarming speed. Suddenly, the rushing wind stopped and the darkness disappeared. Robert and Lucy found themselves outside the gates of a big building. Lucy looked up and noticed a large board on the gates. On the board, in large black letters, were the words Featherstone Cotton Factory. Underneath, in smaller letters, it said, Owner, Mr. George Featherstone. Lucy read the notice aloud.
Wow, a cotton factory! Exclaimed Robert. The time travel phones have worked!